Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Before the Civil War, many black people were enslaved in the United States. Some tried to escape to areas where slavery was illegal. Others revolted against the people who enslaved them. Today, we'll learn about a man who led one of the bloodiest revolts in the history of the United States, Nat Turner. Nat Turner was born in Southampton, Virginia on October 2nd, 1800. His parents were enslaved, so he was enslaved. Nat learned an intense hatred of slavery from his mother. Unlike many other black people of his time, Nat grew up on a plantation that did allow him a little bit of leeway. He learned to read and write, something most enslaved people did not get a chance to do. Nat devoured books, and especially soaked up all the religious instruction he could find. Nat was viewed as property, thus he was sold 3 times before reaching adulthood. Sometime in the early 1820s, he was sold to a smaller neighboring farm. Here, Nat became fanatical about his religion and felt that God was calling him to lead black people out of slavery. He became known as the Prophet. Nat was sold again in 1831 to Joseph Travis, who was a craftsman on a plantation out of Jerusalem, Virginia. Still passionate about his calling from God and against slavery, Nat believed that a solar eclipse was a sign that he was to lead a rebellion against the white slave owners. He was able to convince 4 other black men to join him in planning the revolt. Nat planned to attack on July 4th, but he was too ill to lead the men when that day came. But Nat did not give up on his plans. On August 21st, 1831, he and 6 men killed the entire Travis family. The men then stole guns and horses. Nat and his fellow insurrectionists recruited around 75 others to join them. The group killed around 55 white people over the next 2 days. Though there had been other revolts before this one, the revolt that Nat Turner led was the most deadly. As I'm sure you can imagine, the white plantation owners were scared and angry. They organized a militia of approximately 3,000 men set on stopping Nat and his band of revolters. A militia is a group of civilians who join together to form or help an existing military force in times of emergency. The militia found and killed most of the men who had accompanied Nat in his revolt. Nat was able to elude the militia for about 6 weeks, but he was eventually captured on October 30th. He was convicted in an unfair trial and hanged on November 11th, 1831, along with 16 other men who participated in his revolt. Before he was hanged, Nat told his story to an attorney named Thomas R. Gray. A book titled The Confessions of Nat Turner was eventually published. This book told firsthand the terrible conditions that black people had to endure during this dark time in the history of the United States. The revolt that Nat Turner led did not lead to the freedom that he envisioned. Instead, it caused the white plantation owners to treat the black people even more harshly. The white people blamed Nat's actions on the fact that he could read and write. This caused them to make it even harder for any other black people to get an education. In addition to this, they made it illegal for black people to gather in groups. Still, there was some good that came from Nat Turner's insurrection. Thomas Jefferson's grandson, Thomas Jefferson Randolph, introduced legislation in the Virginia House to gradually eliminate slavery. Even though the bill was defeated by a narrow margin, the abolitionist movement was picking up steam. Sadly, the country would have to fight a civil war to end slavery for good.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.